And I'm going to open up the special meeting for the purpose of either adopting or not adopting the local laws for consideration of local law number 1 and 2, I guess is the way it should be stated. So we'll take local law number 1 first. So I'm going to put a motion on the floor that we adopt local law number 1 to opt out of dispensaries within the village limits. I get a second on that. So we need to get a motion on the floor to discuss it. Correct. Okay, now, open for discussion.
So I just want to talk to the board. So I've done a little research on this. I actually went over to Mass. I visited 4 different facilities. I actually talked to 2 owners of those facilities. I don't know if anyone else has gone over and looked at the setup. It really is amazing as far as security. I talked about what the... And the reason I did it is because New York has started coming out with some stuff, but not a lot. But what they've come out with, a lot of it kind of mimics what they're doing in Mass. So I felt it was good to go over and see how the rest of Mass is working to see what it might look like in New York. You can't get into place without being 21 and ID'd. It's a bank vault almost to get inside the facility. It was good. I got to talk. I got some background. I think one of the things that maybe, you know, we hear about how this is going to take the drug off the street. I don't know that it will, in that the cost for it at dispensaries is pretty high, mostly because, like they said, they're just being taxed out the wazoo. I talked to a number of individuals around town that I knew and just had a chance to talk to, and I got mixed. As far as everybody I talked to was in favor of the dispensary, but I got mixed feelings to some people wouldn't use it just because they couldn't afford it. Other people said they would absolutely use it. I think Dave made a good point. I think the biggest benefit to dispensaries is you know you're getting a safe product. These people over there, it's insane. It's $2 a plant, and then it's $200 to have each plant tested for the metals, the pesticides, everything else before they can even process it and package it. So there's a lot of oversight on that. And I feel kind of pretty good about SLA. If there was any state agency, I work with them on a number of things. As far as their enforcement, as an enforcement agency, they're probably one of the better ones out there. So that's just my take on it. I wanted to share my findings with the board. I was a little nervous at first, especially with the lack of New York things, but having talked to some people over there and understanding the process a little better from how they're doing it, I feel a lot better about the dispensary side of it.
Anyone else?
All right, we're going to take a poll vote.
Yeah, we will poll vote.
Okay.
You want to say?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I agree with a lot of what Rich said. The concerns that I have are about the sort of lack of clarity, and I blame that a lot on the state for dragging its feet on sort of establishing the Cannabis Control Board and all that. And they've had 4 meetings since they've been established in October. And there's a lot for them to do. So, it makes me a little anxious that, we don't really know what we're getting ourselves into. On the other hand, we know what the experiences of others. And I kind of agree that it's not, how different could it really be? So, the other thing that, the law allows us to opt out and then opt in whenever we want. And I was thinking about that because, I thought that, okay, well, until they make the rules, we can sort of just wait and see. But the more I thought about it, in looking at what they actually have published about how they're going to award these licenses, one of the ways they're going to evaluate them is how many are there in the area. So for example, if we opted out, other places could jump in, and maybe there's no more licenses left when we felt comfortable, and we've missed an opportunity. So I'm you know, sensitive to that too. So those are the things that I've been thinking about.
And that is true. Mass is the same way. They can't be too close to each other. They'll actually limit how many they can have in a certain square mile area.
And, you know, and I thought a lot about the dispensary end of it also. And, you know, I don't really see much difference between a marijuana dispensary and a liquor store. I really don't. You know, but they're both legal drugs. They're both controlled. They're both regulated by the state. It's going to happen whether it happens in the village or not. I don't know if there'll ever be a dispensary in the village. I mean, the village has some unique issues with our business district. But I don't see why limiting the opportunity for someone to open a dispensary should be one of the problems that they have to deal with. So that's where I'm on at. Julia, Charlie, anything?
I agree.
All good?
I just appreciate Dave coming up and making this presentation. I do appreciate everybody that, not that I'm on Facebook, but I do appreciate the enthusiasm for the people that want the village board to opt in on the local law number one. I appreciate Rich taking his time to travel over to Mass to get a pretty good perspective and insight on how they operate and what the potential is for the village of Nassau. Again, as Bob stated, we're kind of limited within an area within the village locate a dispensary, and as Guy said, we don't know all the background information as far as, I'm sure it's online, but we don't know all the information as far as what the restrictions are, how much it's going to cost for an individual to receive a license, even if a person can get a license, but I think it would be very, very beneficial for the community to think outside the box and actually opt in for a dispensary within the village limit, because we are, as everybody should know, we are the crossroads between Albany and Pittsfield, and there's a lot of traffic, and I do believe that in regards to what Guy said, that you know, they're only gonna license so many people within a certain area, unless Dave knows more than I do. So I would think it would be beneficial for the village to really consider to opt in on the local law number one.
So I just want to, just before we vote, I just want to say on behalf of the board that the purpose of these, again, the purpose of these local laws and public hearings were to generate interest in the community so that there would be some discussion, and I think we accomplished that. So I just want to make sure that everybody understands that. So I'll ask the clerk to poll the board.
Okay, on the matter of local
Let me just say first that, just to remind the board, that a yes vote is to opt out and not allow dispensaries, and a no vote is to allow dispensaries within the village.
So on the matter of local law number one, opting out of cannabis dispensary, Trustee Forte, how do you vote?
No.
Mayor Valente, how do you vote?
No.
Trustee Collins, how do you vote?
No.
Trustee Elder, how do you vote?
No.
And Trustee Moldoff, how do you vote?
No.
Okay, this law is defeated.
It is defeated.
All right, so I'm on the second law. I make a motion that we adopt local law number 2, local law opting out of the onsite cannabis consumption sites within the village of Nassau, as authorized by cannabis law article number 4.
I just, you know, I forgot, you know, these people came. I just want everybody to know that everybody is with you on that as far as opting in with the dispensary and also opting in with the cannabis site as well. So everybody here is for that. I'm not sure about her, but she's for it as well. So okay. Just so everybody knows, all of us are in favor of being able to utilize our properties the way we want, especially since it's already been passed by the state. Thank you.
Get a second.
What was you in the motion? Who's the second?
Second by Julia.
Thank you.
Okay, floor's open for discussion. Anybody want to chime in on this one?
Mass doesn't have this, so they couldn't provide me any insight on consumption. They don't have a consumption law.
Okay. Well, I'll jump in on it. I think that I agree with Mitzi Hart. I think that there's a place for consumption sites. I have concerns about having consumption sites within the village. For the same reasons that Mitzi expressed, there's a gross lack of public transportation here. People coming in and using products that would impair them, need a way to get home, and you know, would possibly go out and drive. And I mean, I know it's all illegal and we'd have to enforce it. And, you know, I think that is, that is something that at this point I'm not ready to support at this point. I know there, you know, if we had a bar in the village, I mean, we'd have the same issue, but there are things out there where people can be tested for impairment, and that it doesn't exist for marijuana at this point.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Anyway.
There are tests for marijuana that tests the THC.
But they're not legal tests that can stand up in court. They can tell if they used them, but they can't tell their percent of impairment at the time of their driving.
Do you have any evidence proving what you're saying, Bob?
I can't prove a negative, Dave.
Well, I can use it. I can tell you that if someone's charged with driving while ability, and if someone is charged with driving while intoxicated, there's a recognized scientific test that it's called a breathalyzer. That's a brand name, but it tests your blood alcohol concentration, your BAC, by a sample of your breath taken through this machine. And it's been tested and vetted as reliable in courts throughout the United States starting in the 1950s and 60s, so it's widespread. Right now, for anybody who wants to test or evaluate someone for other controlled substances, including marijuana, There are a series of tests that they give you in terms of coordination and that kind of stuff, but there's no comparable recognized scientific test admissible in court, at least in New York State at this point in time. In other words, there's nothing that says if you're smoking marijuana and you have 0.125% or whatever measurement is, there's no legal standard there. I'm pretty confident that that's going to evolve, just because of the widespread legalization of marijuana in the United States, but it's not there yet. It's not where it's not where alcohol testing is.
This is
really not a discussion, Dave. Thank you. Does anybody, other board members, have
three
anything?
3 years after legalization of marijuana in Colorado, vehicle crash rates overall were not statistically significant or different.
You had your time.
3 years
you read
of study.
It. You've already read it.
Okay.
Anybody else have anything?
Are there different legalities as from a dispensary to a consumption site?
Yeah, dispensary, what they're authorizing is you go to there, like where Rich went, you go to the store, you buy product, and you take it out and you take it home, or the park, well, I guess you don't take it to the park, but you take it home and you consume it at home or at a party or elsewhere. The on-site consumptions are sort of like
a lounge.
What you see in Amsterdam, I guess, where, you know, they have these so-called coffee stores and people go in there and, you know, they buy hash brownies and eat them there. And so I hear, you know, I've never been there, but, or they can smoke them. That That's the difference.
And so far, Guy, and I know, Guy, you looked a lot. From the Cannabis Control Board, they really have not come out with much on the consumption sites, other than they're not going to be able to have liquor and fireworks. I don't know why you would have fireworks, but there was very little that I found so far.
Right, and you can't be both a dispensary and a
correct
consumption site. So you can't sell like a bag of edibles at the
right. There's no store consumption at a dispensary.
Yeah, and there's no mass quantity dispensing at the consumption sites,
correct,
from what I can tell. But again, it's so hard because they're very
it's evolving. Undefined.
Right, they're just not having come out with much
and,
on that.
You know, if there was a dispensary in the village residents would then have access to buy what they needed and go home and, you know,
and it's local.
And you know, consume it in their home. So we wouldn't, you know, I'm uncomfortable with it. And I actually agree with the same reason why I would be uncomfortable with a bar in the village. It's just, you know, there's a lot of other things that happen as a result. So,
anyone else have anything to chime in? Yeah. Ask the clerk to poll the board.
On the matter of local law number 2, opting out of on-site cannabis consumption sites, Trustee Forte, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mayor Valente, how do you vote?
Yes.
Trustee Collins, how do you vote?
Yes.
Trustee Elder, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Trustee Moldoff, how do you vote?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay, entertain a motion to adjourn.
I motion.
Okay, motion by Charlie, second by Rich. We're adjourned.